Loggers in the last century weren't after hemlock for lumber or pulp. Instead, they were after the white pine trees growing alongside hemlock trees. But UW-Madison forest researcher Craig Lorimer says the cutover logging in northern Wisconsin was devastating to the hemlock. The once dominant tree can't compete with the rapid recovery of birch, oak, and especially sugar maples.
If people aren't careful about maintaining biological diversity, you can end up with landscapes just dominated by maples.
Lorimer says that's why some human intervention may help. His research in the managed forests of the Menominee Nation shows a hemlock seedling regenerates better in smaller gaps in the forest canopy than in larger openings, where it's more vulnerable.
It likes to park itself in one spot and wait 100 years for the tree above it to die. That's basically how it gets its sort of foothold in the forest.
Craig Lorimer says even if foresters manage to help the mix of trees along a little, deer threaten to undo the work since they're attracted to the hemlock's green foliage in winter and spring. And hungry deer often eat young seedlings down to the ground. And the problem could get worse since hunters might not be in the mood to shoot a deer this year because of concerns about chronic wasting disease. Lorimer says the latest research means forest managers trying to save the hemlock will have to concentrate on areas where it's known the deer numbers are not so high. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.